Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
He's already checked out.
That is false. That is not true.
I check out like a full week before I go on vacation.
We know.
Yeah, we're aware.
We know.
And then you come back refreshed. You're on fire.
Yeah.
You're great. And
that last week, though, it's a doozy.
I will be honest. Today's been a busy day because I've been dealing with Maya's car, the old Kia. Mm-hmm. And
you mean Miss Killicar?
Miss Killicar is getting a new engine in the Kia, so that'll be nice. The company that insures, it's kind of like Car Shield. Yeah. You've seen the commercials on TV. So dealerships have a company called Techline.
Okay.
And they are sort of the insurance company for the dealerships. They needed proof that 100,000 mile Kia had the oil changed at least five times.
Mm-hmm. They needed proof of a five-event oil change.
Correct.
They wanted to know that you changed it every 20,000 miles. I'd want it changed more frequently than that.
Isn't there a recall something?
There is a recall.
So why does it matter?
Because they want
deniability.
This is not just for the fix. This would be for an entire engine replacement. Because we've had so many issues with the Kia after 100,000 miles.
Right.
And so I've been running around town all day, went to Christian Brothers Automotive in Western Shawnee, and they printed me off five hard copies of the last five oil changes I had. We're emailing these things all over the country. finally, we get permission for a complete engine replacement.
Okay.
And so we're good to go.
And why not just swap out the car, get a new car?
Yeah, at this point.
I mean, just replace them the entire engine?
I don't have to pay for it.
True.
What will happen is you will get a brand new engine in that car, and then a week later, someone will steal it.
You are from the devil. You are from the devil. Anyway, but no. And I started packing for. This is something I never do. I'm a night before packer.
Well, yeah, you only take a couple of shirts and a swim trunks,
and we leave on Sunday morning very early. But I actually started packing today. I've never done that. I don't know who I am.
I'm proud of you.
You laid out your three t-shirts and your four pairs of shorts?
I started going through the t-shirts that I was going to take and my swim trunks.
Good.
And
good.
Well, picking out the t-shirts is important.
You're leaving at the perfect time because you know it's going to be a rain out all weekend.
Well, it's going to be raining all day Sunday.
It's going to be a rain out. When I looked this morning, it was 90% chance on Saturday, and it was a 100% chance on Sunday.
Yeah, so. Off and on showers tomorrow, and then pretty much just drizzle
you
all
timed it good.
It never rains in Cancun.
I would like to say I have a fully formed frontal lobe adult son today. Happy birthday to that sweet baby, Jack.
Sweet Jack is 25.
Jack is 25.
Good
you
for
can
you.
Now rent a car, and your frontal lobe is fully formed as a male.
So you have to now trust his decisions.
I trusted his decisions anyway, but I had to throw it in because there's really only two things that happen to you at age 25. Mm. You can rent a car, and you're supposed to
Do you really have to be 25 to rent a car?
In a lot of places, yeah.
Wow.
That is correct.
Yeah, 25.
Oh,
that's been like that for a very long time.
Huh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Sweet little buddy. Have I ever told you this story when he was born? You know, he is a beautiful child.
He's a good looking kid.
You know, when you have a baby, you look at that child and you just see this gift, right? 10 fingers, 10 toes, This was the first grandchild on both sides of the family. That child's feet never touched the ground. Okay? First one.
What are you getting at?
So when he was born, and I have a photo of it, I'll show you. I ran into his pediatrician the other day on the golf course of all places. And he said, how is Jack? He remembered his name, Scott.
Really?
And I was like, oh my gosh, he is so great. But I want to show you, this was the photo, because when he was born, they did a news story on it in Topeka, where I was a news anchor at the time. My pediatrician, Dr. Nelson, came in the very next morning.
Oh, look at that fat little face.
We are looking at that chubby little baby, and we are just so excited. And Dr. Nelson leaned in, and he goes, okay, 10 fingers, 10 toes, looking good. And then he goes, that right there, that's a positional deformity, and that will go. And I go,
what's that mean?
I'm sorry, what? We did not even notice for a full day that when that child came out, look at his little nose, Scott. It's smooshed. It's smooshed in on one side.
Oh, on the right side.
It is just the cutest thing ever. This is how when the first child comes out, you know, second and third child, you're like, what's going on with their face?
It's kind of violent.
The first one, like, it didn't even occur to me that this is the world's most perfect child that's ever been birthed ever. And then the pediatrician comes in. And he goes, that's a positional deformity. And I go, I just heard the word deformity.
What
and
does
I'm
that
like,
mean? What is positional?
Who
mean?
Are you talking deformity? Are you kidding me right now? So it was, you're right, Dan, when larger babies, he was 9 pounds, come out of short, stocky women, they get smooshed in there. And it took like, I don't know, a week or two, and his little nose bounced right back.
It'll buff out.
It buffed right out, Dan. You are right. Sweet little baby.
I was like, I'm nipping that one in the bud before it goes any further.
Well, it was almost like she was searching for words, and I'm like, yeah, we know where it comes out. We're good. Yeah.
Sweet
positional
baby.
Deformities, typically in infants, are changes in head shape or other skeletal structures due to the pressure or positioning.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Encyclopedia Britannica.
They'll eventually, you know, work their way out.
Well, they
like,
work
like
their,
the, like
work
the baby
their way
did.
Out.
Like the baby. Raising.
All right. So we on this program have talked about dangerous jobs before, like the jobs that you would not want to have. And I mean actual dangerous, like bail bondsman.
Lineman.
Repossession car guy. Certainly the lineman. The California
firefighter.
Wichita lineman, not the running back kind. But firefighters, like all of those things.
Well, that being a running back is dangerous too.
Right. Well, I thought that song about the Wichita lineman was about football, I swear, for the longest time.
Whoa. You thought Glenn Campbell's Wichita lineman.
They're there on the line. Well, the linemen are on the line.
Was about football players?
Line of scrimmage, the linemen. I thought it was a football song. Yes, I did. But I digress.
He was in the middle.
Clearly.
I dangerous saw this post. Job. I always follow small town newspaper, Scott, and I followed the Ottawa, small town Kansas News.
Ottawa Herald.
Facebook page. We are going to, when we come back, talk about a job that some of you have that I think in this day and age is one of the most dangerous jobs you could have. And this topic comes from a Facebook post. I will read it here. Tanya writes, yesterday, a man in street clothes and in an unmarked car stopped in front of my house and started taking photos with his cell phone. My son went out to ask what he was doing. The whole explanation sounds sketchy to me, she writes.
Well, he said he was from the appraiser's office.
Has anyone else had such an event or can verify the validity of what he was doing? And Scott, you are right. If you follow that thread, people are saying, oh my God, I saw a man getting out taking pictures too. We thought it was weird.
So there's already so many things wrong with this. Number one, she lives in Pomona, which my first job out of college was in Ottawa.
Okay.
Pomona is a very, very small town in Franklin County, same county as
sure.
Ottawa. He explained that he was from the appraiser's office in Lawrence. The appraiser would be from Ottawa.
Unless
Lawrence is in Douglas County, Ottawa's in Franklin County.
Unless they misunderstood. This was one of the explanations. The phones are already ringing. One of the explanations in that thread, if they misunderstood, an appraiser for their insurance. There are two types of people
I got it.
That are going out taking photos right now. And Scott, why would you not be in a marked car? If you said to me, I'm going to pay you $15 an hour.
Because they're contracted.
To drive around town, get out of your car, and start photographing people's houses in an unmarked car. No, thank you. You would be shot. So people are crazy.
What should have happened if they were from the insurance company, which, by the way, why are you here? Did we make a claim?
They're starting to do that now, Scott.
Okay.
Seeing if the tree is touching the roof.
Okay, fair point. What they should have done is knocked on the door first and said, hey, I'm with State Farm. I'm going to be taking some pictures of the house. I'm with the appraiser, blah, blah, blah. If they're the county appraiser, they're in the wrong county.
And it's also not illegal to take a picture of the outside of someone's
house.
But
Sam, if my kids were home alone and some dude drove by or pulled up into the driveway, God forbid, got out, started taking photos of the house, they would freak out. I would freak out.
I agree with you there.
If I was home alone and somebody was, well, I'm often home alone.
You would hit the deck.
Well, but Occam's razor, the simplest explanation given, I'm doing an assessment with this office.
You know what? That's the last thing every victim of a serial killer ever thought to themselves, Dan.
Look, it's Occam's razor. It's the simplest explanation. I'm about to die.
All right.
913.
On the line.
No, that's a football song.
Playing football on that line.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Scott, we actually had someone taking photos of our house before we sold it, and it had nothing to do with the sale. It was what Sam said. Someone came over with the insurance company, saw that we had a tree touching
the house,
the high left side of the roof, and they were like, you need to get that tree trimmed. I'm like, what?
That is a violation of your insurance policy, and they will cancel it if you do not address it.
And Sam, they wanted, and this was just a wispy, tall evergreen. They wanted photographic proof once it was done.
They will also, they're crafty. They will take a drone, and if they are standing off of your property and fly that drone straight up, they can see your backyard, whatever they want to see.
Good Lord.
As long as they are on public property, it is fully legal to take pictures.
A drone would be jarring, but not as jarring as someone hopping out of their car and taking photos of your house, unannounced, in an unmarked car.
Don't I own the airspace over my house, like up to 300 feet or something?
That's why they have to fly that drone straight up while they're not on your property.
Wow. Huh.
And if they can't see what they want, you know, they can go around the corner. Say you live near a corner.
Yep.
And stand there and fly
from
that
the street.
Drone straight up. Yeah.
So if I have an evergreen tree that's just touching my house,
it cannot be touching your roof. I don't know what the underwriting is, that specific sub byline there, but
cannot touch the roof.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Okay. All right. Jacob in Platte City. Jacob, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Figured I'd call you. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I donated my dad's Kiss posters to you.
Aww.
Yes, I do remember, and I have them, and I'm waiting to frame them, and thank you.
Awesome. No problem. So I'm a mortgage inspector. I work for a company called CLR out of Kansas City, but we drive everywhere, and we do this very thing. So when people get behind on their mortgage, what the banks do is they order what they call an occupancy inspection. So we are to drive out, we are to get out of the car, and if we see somebody, we can make contact. If not, they require us to get several photos at the front of the house with occupiers that show the home is still occupied. Because after it's not occupied, they come out and they send a property preservation team out to change the locks and to go in and shut the utilities off to winterize the home so that it doesn't fall into disrepair. I'm actually doing it right now as we speak.
Hang on, Jacob. This is interesting.
Yeah.
You're actually heading out to somebody's house. Don't give us the address or names. But you're heading out to somebody's house who has failed to pay the mortgage for several months. And your
That's
job
correct.
Is to take pictures to ensure that the house is still occupied, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
And how do you determine if the house is still occupied with just a picture?
Well, most of the time, there's a car in the driveway or toys in the yard, stuff like that. If not, we have to get out. We have to knock on the door. If no one answers the door, they either want us to leave a card on the door or to walk around the home and take photographs of the utility meters to make sure the utilities are still on as a verifier.
Huh. Yeah,
have you ever been threatened?
A pretty dangerous job. I've been held at gunpoint, and I've had the police had to come out and stuff like that. And they tell them, as a representative of the mortgage company, when they're in default, we actually have more right to be on the property than the homeowner.
Really?
You've been held at gunpoint.
Ma'am. Yeah, go back to that, please.
Yep. I was actually held at gunpoint out in central Missouri, because I run everywhere all over the state. That's why I said, like, with what you guys were talking about, Pomona, that's actually one of my areas that I do out there in Pomona. We go to Lawrence, Pomona, down to Fort Scott. Currently, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, but I do Independence. I do the Lake of the Ozarks, you know, just wherever I'm needed, for about 20 different mortgage companies. And there's several companies that process this work out to subcontractors, and there's several just in Kansas City, probably 10 or 15 sub-companies that send the work out to the contractors.
Okay, but wait, someone comes out guns blazing. Like, yeah. What do you
Let's
say? What did you do?
Yeah, so when I first started, they didn't require anything like badges or identification, things like that. I went ahead and got myself a body cam.
Yeah.
I have cameras in my car. I had magnets made for the side of my car that say inspector on them.
Good.
So I'm a little less... But I still have people running out saying, hey, you know, like, what the heck are you doing taking pictures of my kids? Because we also have to stop and we have to get pictures of the street sign and the street view for the mortgage company while we're there. So a lot of times the house is behind the street sign at a corner. You know, people get aggressive and come out wanting to know why you're photographing their stuff. And you got to stop and explain, hey, I'm just taking pictures of this street sign. You know, and they're like, yeah, whatever, you know, so... but I carry cards with me. I've got a badge now that I wear, and
like a sheriff's badge or something.
I can pull it up on my phone, so everything is mobile now, and I can actually show them the work order.
Good.
That was ordered by the mortgage company if it comes to that point. But it doesn't stop them from getting aggressive or sicking their dogs on you or. You know, and with Missouri, no trespassing signs can be store bought. In Kansas, it doesn't matter if they have a no trespassing sign or not. So, like the statutes of the
right.
of the law are just a little bit different. So, I can still walk on the property in Kansas, even with a no trespassing sign. Most of the time, I don't. But you know, yeah, wow. it can be something else. That's for sure. I've been doing it for about 12 years now.
Jacob, what about dogs?
He's had some sick dogs.
Yeah, we've had dogs chase us out of the yard. I've had to jump fences. Most of the time I'm pretty good at knowing the properties that I do. You know,
you're like a photograph ninja.
Yeah. You have to be sometimes. And we do bankruptcy orders too, where we're not supposed to be seen.
You're fascinating to me.
You're like a ninja?
Wait a minute. You have bankruptcy proceedings where you're not supposed to be seen. What does that mean?
So we're not supposed to make contact with the homeowner at all. So we're supposed to just stay in our car, not get out. And it's what they call like a drive-by order, which are a little harder to do because you have to get pictures and we can't have people in them, things like that. So... while we're driving, we have to just kind of slow down and take photographs and zoom in real quick and get the address and then get out of there before anybody sees us.
You're like a private investigator. You're like Magnum P.I.
For the most part. It's different every day, for sure.
Do you want to trade jobs for a day?
Yes.
I would do that.
You would not.
I would too. That sounds fun.
That does sound pretty awesome.
It is. It is pretty. You know, once you've done it so long, I guess it's the fun kind of trickles away like anything else. But it's definitely a demanding job, and it's different every day.
And you never run into these people when they're having a good day. I mean, this is their worst day.
That's the thing, too. It's kind of like being a police officer. You know, you have to keep that in mind when you're walking up to a property and delivering a card telling somebody they're 30 days from losing their home, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm here to take a picture of it for
you. Wait, Jacob, by that time, right. They know. I mean, this can't be a surprise.
No, and it's not. Most of the time, they're either real aggressive or they're real understanding. One of the two, there's really no in between. Sometimes you'll walk up and they'll say, I know why you're here. Get out of here. And I'll just, like I said, you can go to the street. So we can photograph anything from the street legally in every state that I work in. And they don't like that either, you know.
Well, Jacob, be safe. I know you're going to a house right now, so be safe.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Okay. I figured I'd call in and give you a little information on what we do. So.
Really appreciate it, man.
That
fascinating call.
Scare me to death because the two things I hate is being in fear of my life and
confrontation.
And confrontation of any kind.
That's right.
I would not. You know, when you filled out the little survey, what job would you be good at in college? I would have scored a zero in the doing what Jacob does job.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. When rap was good. You still know every word?
All they just say is please me or spend some time and rock around. I said it's not that easy.
Hold up. Wait, no, we need a verse. Okay, here we go.
They really hope, but we just walk because we have no time. And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
Wow. All right, let's go to Tom. Called in from St. Louis. Tom, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
No, as far as people taking pictures of your house, actually, when my wife passed away, there was no will. And I was making the house payments, and I would see a car pull up at least 2 to 3 times a month and take a picture of the house.
Huh.
I mean, I was making the house payment every month, but this car, I actually chased the guy down. It's like, what are you doing?
Was it the same guy every time?
Yeah, huh. It was. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, we have information that the owner of the house is deceased. We want to make sure that the house is kept up and at the same time, people are living in it. And I asked him, I said, that's the best you could do? I mean, like you guys have been talking, on my car, all of the above, any question you could think of, I was throwing at him. And he said, hey, I work for the mortgage company, and they asked me to do this, and this is what I'm doing.
But weren't you also on the mortgage?
No. No, I was not. What the deal was, I met my wife. She owned the house. I met my wife. I moved in. We got married. And then 44 days later, she passed away.
Oh.
And didn't have time for a will. I guess, but that's the way it was. And yeah, they will do that.
Huh.
It, especially if the owner of the house is deceased. So yeah, I don't know what else to say other than that, but it does happen on a regular basis. Okay. I've experienced it.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. Sorry about your wife. I was at home this morning and couldn't help but notice that there was it was marked. I can't remember the name of the company, something Southern. There was a truck parked in front of my house this morning. And I noticed that there was somebody sitting in the driver's seat the entire time. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he wanted. So I went and sat down on my front porch and just watched.
Just watched him.
Yep. Because he was parked in front of my house, not my neighbor's house, my house.
But didn't you want to know? Like, I would want to know, what are you doing?
Well, I just, you know, maybe he was looking at my neighbor across the street's house. He just happened to come up the wrong way.
By the way, FAA regulations are a bit murky on whether or not you can fly drones over private property. It depends on the state, but in most cases, you can. As long as you do not exceed 400 feet, the drone, if it's over 0.55 pounds, must be registered with the FAA. And as long as that drone... 0.55
pounds?
Yeah.
Half a pound?
Correct. And as long as that drone is within line of sight of the flyer... They are within the regulations.
So, wait a minute. So, somebody can fly a drone without my permission over my house under 400 feet?
Unless your city or state has specifically passed a law stating that they cannot.
What if I have young children and a swimming pool? They can fly the drone over my house and look at my kids in bathing suits.
Until or unless your local municipality or state decides to say that they cannot.
I don't like that at all.
I don't think most homeowners like that, because for what purpose? I mean, I don't want a drone enthusiast flying anywhere near my airspace. We've had these cases.
I know.
Now, there is restrictions, obviously, and this is very well spelled out in the law. About like flying up to a window and filming what's going on in the window. Same thing, you can't walk up to the window and, oh, what's going on in there?
It's called Peeping Tom.
Yeah.
Speaking of perverts, did you see my video today? I do want to talk about it just briefly.
No.
While I was on vacation, multiple people sent me an update to the Fusion Spa on State Line story.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That video. Additional women came forward. While I was on vacation, my phone blew up. Did you see this article? More women have come forward. They're you know, the non-massage therapist that was posing as a massage therapist has been charged in several cases with violating women, one of them very young, who went in with her mother for a massage. So I have just been livid about that story since it broke. You know that.
Well, we talked to her on the radio.
He's still behind bars, I believe. I drive by today because my tailor is over there. Like, there's still a couple of places out south that I go for various things. And every time I drive by, I look to see if they're still open, because I don't think they should be. Drove by today on a Friday, which is a big, like, get your nails done, get a massage kind of day. Mm-hmm. Completely dark.
Now, what does that mean? Have they closed?
I hope to God it means that
they just closed today.
That it worked, and that people are looking at the Google reviews and reading the articles. And I had my review removed, and the review simply was: look at the news. This happened here. Yeah. He's charged. He's behind bars, awaiting trial. Right. Look at my review, and they removed that. They only take those types of reviews from victims directly. So the women went online and posted what happened to them on the review. And if that's not enough to shut it down, I can't help you.
Maybe they just don't operate on Fridays. Like, the place where I get my haircut doesn't operate on Sundays and Mondays.
I lived over there for 22 years.
I understand.
They 100% are open on Fridays, or should be.
All right. You got your review removed.
Yeah.
You must be proud of yourself.
And I was like, why remove my review?
Who could remove it?
It wasn't a Google review. It was Yelp. Yelp said they will remove reviews that appear to be motivated by news events.
Yeah, press coverage.
And I'm well, there's press coverage because he was arrested and charged with being rapey. I didn't make that up. Anyway, it's dark today. I'm happy.
Well, good. Gene in Lee's Summit. Gene, hello.
Oh, it's Janae. This is Dana's pilot calling in, because pilots are one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Well, hello. Yes, Janae. I did not feel in danger when I flew with you, but go ahead.
Well, I know, but every year there's lots of companies that publish the 10 most dangerous jobs in America and the 10 most dangerous jobs in the world. And after college, my son went and worked on an oil rig or an oil platform, and that's always in the top 10. And one year he called me, because we always compare notes every year when the lists come out. And he says, Mom, you're not going to believe it, but Everybody on the rig, there's not a single one other than me that's got a mother in it that's got a more dangerous job than I do and anybody on the rig. So they were very impressed with him that his mother had a more dangerous job than a rig worker. But, you know, the like underwater welders, they're on the list, and roofers are always on the list. Garbage men are always on the list.
Underwater welder, that's a thing? Underwater weld?
Yes.
Yeah, and they work on rigs sometimes.
Pipeline,
sure. Underwater
sure.
welding is real high on the list of fatalities. I think one year there was like 200 working welders, underwater welders, and 30 of them went.
Where do oil rigmen sleep?
It depends. If they're on land, when my son worked for oil companies, they had hot beds. He had 12 hours on, 12 hours off, and shared a bed with another worker. And then when they're
on the rig, or do they fly them back to land?
No, they live. Well, when they're on the sea, they're called platforms.
Yep.
And it's very dangerous. Like, he'd be out in the North Bering Sea or in the Java Sea, and you have to go by helicopter. And even in the Gulf, there were people from his company on that one that they made a movie called Deepwater Horizon. Mm-hmm.
I watch it at least once a month.
You watch that show?
Oh, I'm obsessed with Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, well, those are rig workers. Because if they have an accident, I can remember being on a cruise that was in like the North Bering Sea, and I saw this rig out there, and I thought, if they have a fire or something, there's nowhere for them to go.
Well,
you know,
the water.
They really, you know, so they're just out there. It is a dangerous job.
And Janae,
anyway,
they
publish lists of those.
Isn't it true that for pilots in particular, the crop duster is the most dangerous job? And I'm being dead serious.
Well, crop duster. As a matter of fact, drones, and to combine what you were talking about, drones are starting to take some of that over. Crop dusters is very dangerous because we've got these dumb microwave towers, and we've got these big windmill deals going on, and we've got all sorts of stuff that is being, and if it's built under like 250 feet, it's not necessarily, you know, has to get permission.
Well,
from
see, I would argue the person being crop dusted
is really
is
in
more
the most dangerous.
I crop dusted T last night, and man, she almost died.
Well, but crop dusters go where they're told, and they fly very low, and they watch the wind. So it's
there's wind.
There's wind. You got to break it.
Yep. Oh, well, anyway, I just thought, you know, there are a lot of dangerous jobs. Loggers are always on the list.
Loggers.
Loggers, yeah. People, mm-hmm. And crabbers. If you ever see, there's a show on TV about getting
crabs,
seafood. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get crabs.
Alaska and all that. Anyway.
That's why you bring the crabbers in, so you don't get crabs.
Janae, it is always a pleasure talking to you. I'm glad you're safe back on the ground, but be safe when you're up in the air as well.
I try to be safe. You be safe, too.
And don't crop dust anybody, okay?
Stop that, Janae.
I do not crop dust. Listen, take care, guys.
Okay, goodbye.
Really?
What are you, 4?
No, 17.
Okay.
913-586-7798. Is Kevin Yoder in the building? On behalf of the former congressman, Jam, consumers plan to spend a total of $23 billion on Easter this year. According to an annual survey released today by the National Retail Federation, the amount is above last year's $22 billion and approaching a record of $24 billion spent in 2023. Would you care to guess what people spend their money on for Easter?
Candy.
Number one.
You go further down into the study and dig into the weeds, per se, and you find that people spend more money on candy on Easter than they do on what other
Halloween
candy-driven holiday?
No way.
That is correct.
More than Halloween?
That is correct.
Dude, I will drop like $40 on Halloween.
Dropping $45 on Easter.
What is the most gluttonous you have ever been in one sitting with something sweet that is so good, you look back when it's gone and you say out loud, I cannot believe I just demolished that?
Okay, I don't like sweets.
Do you know how big the coconut cake is at Jasper's?
It's large. I've seen it.
Yeah.
How many days ago was my birthday?
It was 5 days ago.
Five.
It's gone.
The whole thing?
The whole thing.
Oh, Dana.
Johnny got me a coconut cake from Jasper's, and it's Sam.
I mean, what else are you going to do? You got to pound it.
Now, I did share like one piece with the kids, but really we rationed it. And every night we come home, we eat cake, and I'm not even embarrassed. I want you to say you're proud of me.
I have a couple of horror stories about eating too many sweets to the point that I now call myself not a sweets person. Because it's better just not to start, you know?
By the way, 65% of Americans give a gift on Easter.
Well, yeah, Easter basket for the kids.
Okay, that's fair.
You don't really still do that when they're adults, do you?
That's from the bunny.
No. That's right. That is from the bunny.
Yeah,
you're right, Sam. I forgot about that.
Way to go, Sam.
Only 45% of Americans will go to church on Easter. 45%. Well, I'll be in Mexico. I'll be looking
at the
ocean.
They don't have churches in Mexico?
Well, they do, but my church will be the ocean that day. I'll be thinking of God.
You'll be at a timeshare spiel.
On Saturday.
I'll be going through a timeshare spiel.
Get that free massage. 3 hours later, you've been kidnapped.
You know, they still do that, by the way.
Let me out.
On Easter, you're going to hell.
Blanket.
What'd you say, Dan?
A Mexican blanket for free.
Yes. As soon as I hear that spiel, I say,
nope,
not
I'm
interested.
Out.
Thank you. Where's my room? What floor is it on? 3?
I don't want to have to call that guy. That'll get you out of your timeshare.
Okay.
He's not even a lawyer, but he'll get you out of a timeshare.
And if you're a lawyer, don't sue me.
Timeshares scare me now since that ad.
They're saying we're supposed to be funny. It's not. 913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming up. Hey, don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.